Henry Allingham was the world's oldest man when he died this month. He was 113, and crowds turned out for his funeral today in Brighton, England. It wasn't so much Allingham's age they were honoring as his youth, his service with the Royal Naval Air Service in World War I. And they were marking the end of an era. This month, the last two World War I vets in Britain died. First Allingham, and then 111-year-old Harry Patch. Allingham's funeral today was a reminder of the valor of a generation that went to war in the hope of ending all wars. Vice Admiral Adrian Johns of the Royal Navy said this about him.
He blew the dust off the history books for us. He breathed life into our heritage, and he reminded us of our roots, of those who had gone before, and those who had made the ultimate sacrifice.
Some of Henry Allingham's descendants were also at the funeral today. David Gray, who lives in Empire, Michigan, recalled his grandfather's humble and playful spirit.
Well, I was waiting at the gate at the Miami airport for my grandfather to arrive from London for a family vacation in the Caribbean. The plane emptied, and the wheelchair handler entered to get Henry. A few moments later, when they emerged from the plane, it was 93-year-old Henry pushing the wheelchair and the airline employee enjoying the ride. That was classic Henry.
Henry Allingham received full military honors and a flyover of replica World War I airplanes. Harry Patch's funeral takes place next week.
What's the time? Time? All in line. All right, boys, now take it slow. Are you ready? Eddie, a very good Eddie. Over the top, let's go. Quiet.